Well, for the first time ever, a Tagalog language movie is being shown on the big screen in Prince George, and the Filipino film is called Crazy Beautiful You. It's airing at Famous Players on Sunday, thanks to some big efforts from Jo Akbena, and she's in our studio here this morning with me. Jo, how are you?
I'm good. Thank you, Russell, for having us here.
Well, congratulations on getting this happening.
Thank you. Yeah, it's actually possible because one of my friends, Lynn from DJP Global, approached me about this project, and I told her that we really have to get like a feasibility study first, you know, because
Prince because you want to make sure people want to see
exactly.
it, and you know,
yeah,
it's a big investment to rent out a theater
exactly,
like this, right?
Right?
Yeah,
and Prince George isn't that big when it, you know, talking about Filipino community mm-hmm. compared to other big cities like Edmonton or Vancouver, they do this stuff like regularly, mm-hmm. whereas Prince George is really like a big risk. So I told Lynn to just, you know, wait and until I can do a feasibility study on this. And nowadays, it's so easy to do that because you have Facebook, right?
Yeah, and a lot of people, I guess, would assume it's like, well, I'm interested in this, maybe a bunch of other people. But you wanted to make sure that was, you had things covered.
Yeah, so Lynn is like, she touched base with the distributor. Mm-hmm. That is Star Cinema. And I'm the one in charge with like promotions,
sure.
ticket distributions, because we have like a store, so we keep in touch with a lot of customers every day, and so that's how this all started. Like I just posted on our store's page, if people are like willing to, you know, to pay to buy tickets for this kind of event.
Yeah.
And
well, they seem to have been willing because you've got a lot of the tickets sold already.
Exactly.
Hey?
Like more than half of the theater is already sold. So.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah, it is.
Before we get into the film itself, I just want to ask for folks who kind of live away from what they consider to be their home.
Yes.
It's very, when you see touches of home. Mm-hmm. When you see the products or you see some of the food items that, you know, you're so used to having.
Yeah. You get excited.
You get excited, don't you?
Yeah.
How much of that is important to the Filipino community in Prince George? The fact that, you know, they can find some of those things that give them a sense of home while being away from there.
Yeah, well, for Prince George community, Filipino community here, most of them aren't really born here.
Yeah.
So we're really used to most of the Filipino stuff. And even like, you know, for movies like this, we see this online. We we pay for cable subscription.
Sure.
Yeah, just to get this because it's really important. We're so attached to our culture. And
do you sell any of the videos from home or like any DVDs and so forth? That
unfortunately,
like movies or TV
I'm
shows?
Just starting, so I haven't really ventured into that.
I know, yeah, because you can get those in larger markets, like
exactly.
if you go down to the Lower
yeah.
Mainland.
Yeah,
certainly.
But maybe down the road, eh?
Right, exactly. I guess it's a big investment to rent out a theater like this.
Lynn is actually being like a member of this DJP Global, really invested on this because they really wanted to have their main actor known all over the place, right? So I'm so amazed by their spirit, like like how they support their idol.
Yeah.
It's so amazing. It's my first time to meet a fan club member. So it's like, you know, what the things that they do for their idol, it's so amazing. Like I've heard that they do feeding in the Philippines, like, and they're global, so people from Australia and Europe, where else? The USA are actually tuning in right now, and they're sending us like, you know, sample recording of your. it is so fun, and anyways, yeah, they're so supportive of their idol that they will do everything. Like it's not just Lynn was telling me that it's not just about, you know, cheering on, like yelling when the idol comes in, but it's supporting all his cause, like all his foundations, whatever the activities of these fan clubs. are. So,
it would be very similar to, you know, when people, for example, would go and see a Brad Pitt film, sight unseen. It's like, yeah, I don't need to know anything more about this film. I know he's in it, so I want to go see it. If he lends, or Angelina Jolie, for example, his partner, lends her name to a cause, people become more interested in it, or at least want to find out more about it.
But it's these people thing. Are really serious. Yeah. They create activities to promote their idol. So they actually send money to the Philippines to do all these feeding activities. So amazing. It's the first time to have this encounter. So
when you go to the cinema on Sunday, you expect it, like for most of us, I think the film experience in North America is you go, you sit quietly in the dark, you wait for the film to come on. You don't make a lot of noise during the film.
No.
But there's a sense that when this film runs, and for example, if the big actor comes on screen, there would be some degree of excitement over that, right?
Not really. It's just basically
okay.
Yeah, like normal movie. Like, you know, you go to a movie house and then everything. Yeah. And we still hate, you know, those who are talking at the back.
So. Okay. So turn off the cell phones and no talking in the background. Okay. Yeah. So just like everything else.
Yeah.
Crazy Beautiful You is the name of this film.
Mm-hmm.
What can you tell me about it? It's like a romantic comedy of
sort? It's a romantic comedy. It's not it's not an indie kind of film or not one of those art films.
Right.
So it's basically a mainstream kind of movie. It's very safe because everyone likes mainstream.
Right? Sure, yeah.
And
this was a huge success in the Philippines and around the world.
Yeah, and it's the second highest when it comes to box office.
Okay.
In the Philippines, and right now it's not done yet because it's still happening around the world, right? Like here in Prince George, we're
sure,
not done yet. So, yeah, it's not close. So.
And the big actor that everybody's excited to see.
Mm-hmm.
What's the name?
Danielle Padilla.
Okay.
Yeah.
And has Danielle been in a lot of films?
Pardon me?
Has Danielle been in a lot of films?
Yeah, I guess so.
Now, this we should mention that the film itself is in Tagalog.
Mm-hmm.
However, there are English subtitles.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because this film has actually been released internationally last month in big cities.
Yeah.
What
kind of experience or what's it going to feel like for you when you're at the cinema on Sunday and you see all those people arriving and lining up to get in? What's it going to feel like for you?
Yeah, it's very fulfilling because, you know, when you see people getting excited, getting those familiar feeling, it just gives you this kind of fulfillment that you have done something for the community. My husband and I are always, thinking of something, of how we can give back to the community since they have supported our store for the past 10 months. And even before that, my husband helped organize a basketball league here in Prince George. So it's like we always want to do something for the community. So if we see people a lot of people lining up excited to see this Filipino movie, it would be really awesome.
So it's not just the Filipino community you hope to come out. It means people looking to learn about the Filipino community a little bit as well.
Yeah, movie enthusiasts here.
Absolutely. It's not very often that a lot of films that aren't mainstream Hollywood blockbusters come through Prince George. So the people crave a bit of variety, that's for sure.
Yeah.
What time is the film on Sunday?
It will start at 10.
At 10 a.m.?
Like 10 to 10:30. That would be when the raffle will be done and all those other, videos that we have prepared.
Sure.
And then, but the showtime will really be at 10:30 to 12.
So. All right. So make sure you're there by 10 at least just to kind of get into all the other festivities.
Join with the fun.
Absolutely. Crazy Beautiful You is the name of the film. It runs on Sunday at the Prince George Famous Players Cinema and starts at 10 o'clock. Joe Akbena is helping bring this Filipino film to the big screen in Prince George on Sunday. And again, if you'd like to look at getting tickets, 612-3634. And you can also find out more about it on Facebook. Thanks so much, Joe, for coming in this morning. I appreciate you taking the time.
Thank you for having us.
All the best. And that's the film Crazy Beautiful You on Sunday on Daybreak.